This is a Radio Iowa special report. Campaign Countdown with O.K. Henderson. Brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association's Corn Caucus Project. Check your candidate's ag policy positions at iowacorn.org.
A photo finish for the political history books. The narrowest of margins separated the top two candidates in Iowa's caucuses. Mitt Romney finished ahead of Rick Santorum by just 8 votes. Romney spoke with supporters about 2 hours before the final results were known.
Thank you, Iowa, for the great send-off you're giving to us and to the others in this campaign. This is a campaign night where America wins. We're going to change the White House and get America back on track.
Just moments earlier, Santorum spoke with his supporters.
This has been an incredible journey. 99 counties, 381 town hall meetings, 36 pizza ranches. And you'll notice I'm not buttoning my coat for a reason.
Ron Paul secured third place with 21% support.
I think there's nothing to be ashamed of, everything to be satisfied, and be ready and raring to move on to the next stop, which is New Hampshire.
Newt Gingrich finished in fourth place with 13%.
I am delighted to be here tonight, and I think that we are at the beginning of an extraordinarily important campaign.
But it sounds as if the end may be near for the fifth place finisher, Texas Governor Rick Perry.
With the voters' decision tonight in Iowa, I've decided to return to Texas, assess the results of tonight's caucus, determine whether there is a path forward for myself in this race.
Iowa native Michelle Bachmann finished last among the 6 candidates who competed here. But she told supporters she is going on.
Just be prepared. The pundits and the press will again try and pick the nominee based on tonight's results. But there are many more chapters to be written on the path to our party's nomination. And I'd prefer to let the people of the country decide who will represent us.
It appears turnout surpassed the 2008 record with about 120,000 Iowans participating in the Republican Party's caucuses. Anna Fish, an 18-year-old from Windsor Heights, was a first-time voter.
I thought it was really exciting. It was really cool to see everybody's opinions and see how fired up people were to vote today. And I thought Iowans did a good job in representing our country.
Democrats held caucuses, too. President Obama beamed a video message in. Party officials say 25,000 people turned out for the Democratic caucuses. Read and hear more online at radioiowa.com. Follow us on Twitter, friend us on Facebook. I'm O.K. Henderson.